often wonder what the casual first-time listener thinks of a show when we act completely 12 years old.
You mean like the lovely person that sent us this game?
Yeah.
Who's just probably getting started?
Hi-Fi Guru.
Hi, thanks again.
We are silly adults.
In our 40s.
Yeah. In what country would you find the Hague Museum?
Oh.
These are not easy. These are not like rated in easy to difficult, I don't think.
I want to say Budapest. That does not seem right.
It's the Netherlands.
Okay. Sorry, Haddam. I didn't mean to. I don't know if he listens.
Does he live in?
He lives in Budapest.
Oh. Hi, Haddam.
Yeah. Or as Big Fatty likes to call it, Northern Mexico. But Big Fatty calls everything that's not the United States, Northern Mexico.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So it's your turn.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I often wonder what the casual first-time listener thinks of a
Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3718 of the BFO for Thursday the 5th of May 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and we've got some voice letters. See, mucho gordo, see. Mexicans, or should I say, hola, el Mexicanos, be ready. Hi, everyone. I hope your Cinco de Mayo is going well. y'all, you're Mexicans today, because y'all, everybody is Mexican on the 5th of May. Big Fatty, is that because it's the day after Star Wars Day? No. Is it because it's 2 days before the old gal's birthday? No. It's Cinco de Mayo, and everybody's Mexican. Oh, yes, that's right. I remember Archie told us that it's the day when everyone enjoys those racist chips and salsa. Sí, mucho gordo, sí. With all those Mexicans running around and dancing around the hats and eating those jumping beans and Big Fatty and Margarita. How could I forget Margarita? Well, I don't know. after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip and I, y'all, we were off to go have dinner with Olive over at the compound, it was lovely. It was just lovely. The Nip and Olive, they had the turkey and dressing featured entree, and y'all, I had something called chicken lasagna, and y'all, it was delicious. it was just lasagna, but instead of being made with beef or sausage or whatever, it was made with shredded chicken. And y'all, it did not give me the indigestion that regular lasagna tends to do. Big Fatty, that's unbelievable, I know. But anyway, after that was over, we helped Olive with a couple of little projects that he needed some assistance on. And And one moment, please, y'all. I'm trying the new y'all. I tried the new wild strawberry tea on Tuesday night. Y'all, it was good. This is the cinnamon apple. One moment, please. It smells better than it tastes. Big Fatty, does it taste like feet? No, it doesn't taste like feet. but anyway, y'all came home and y'all, it was a quiet evening. Watched the news and the Jeopardy. And y'all caught up on something on the TV machine. I don't recall what it was. And y'all watched the Hatlanta Braves there for a while. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Lego, not the Lego, it was the Domino Masters. And, you know, that's a good show. And anyway, y'all, it was just a very quiet evening, very relaxing. And y'all, I headed into the chamber. Y'all, it's about 9:15 p.m. in the evening. Oh, Big Fatty, you're staying up hours later than Mr. Cackle. Well, that's probably true. But y'all went right to sleep, slept like a baby. But y'all woke up a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning, Big Fatty. But that's all right, y'all. I don't mind doing that because I'm rested and I can lay there and catch up on the Twitty and check the e-letters and the Grin Doctor. Well, that too. And y'all, this morning I did the Wordle from the Love Chamber. And y'all, let's see. But y'all, then I got up. Miss Gail King was back today. had my breakfast, my coffee, watched Miss Gail King, read the paper, did the Sudoku, y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back here to the, villa, and, y'all, from here, I was off to the Vaughn's East. Yes, Big Betty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as a new on hunt day, headed over to the Vaughn's East. Nip went with me. Y'all, we went a little bit early. I'll tell you why in a few minutes. Y'all didn't get very much, but anyway, y'all got a couple of onions. Y'all, by the way, for right at Fatty's, y'all, I'm going to have a wedge solid and some... Euro sandwiches. Oh, Big Fatty. but y'all got a couple of onions. Y'all, they had the red seedless grapes on sale, so I got a bag of those. Y'all, they had a new bag solid. It was the Italian balsamic kit. And so, y'all, it was buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had my toothpaste. You know, you got to take care of your teethies. it was on sale. Plus I had a coupon. Y'all, they had the good sourdough English muffins. Buy one, get one free. Plus I had a coupon on that. Y'all got a wedge of the Vaughn's East blue cheese for the solids, of course, on Friday. The Sam's Club didn't have the best darn boldest, baddest blue cheese dressing ever. When we were there earlier this week, so I had to pick up a thing of, I got Marie's Super Blue cheese. Y'all got a head of iceberg lettuce. It was on sale. y'all got some lettuce shreds. It was on sale. I need those for the gyro sandwiches. Y'all had a coupon for the gravy mixes, Vonzi's gravy mixes. They were on sale, so I got that. Y'all, they had the Honey Bunches of Oats cereal on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got that. Y'all, I spent $23 and a nickel, but I saved $17.20. Big Fatty, you're right. You didn't get shit. Well, but you know, I didn't spend shit either. Big Fatty. And y'all, then I got back home here and put away my provisions. And y'all, then I'm herbing ready. Y'all, you know, I had mentioned on yesterday's little show that my favorite muscly gentleman caller was I think he sent a message during the little show that he wanted to come over today. And so he sent me a message. Are we still on for today? I said, yes. And so y'all, I don't know, about 45 minutes later, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I agree 100%, Squeaky Gentleman. Yes! Okay. Y'all, he came over and, y'all, he's just muscly and enjoys the special chaya. And, y'all, it just kind of, one thing pops into my mind when he comes over. Big Fatty is I believe Vader calls that hung like a donkey. Well, I can neither confirm nor deny, Big Fatty. We can all confirm it, and you never deny it. Well, that's true. But y'all, he came over and he was here about 45 minutes. He says, Brick Hardy, I am not ready for this to end, but I've got to be somewhere in just a little while. Can I come back over in a couple of hours? And I said, yes. So y'all, I'm recording the little show between visits to the barnyard. Hey. But anyway, so y'all, one of the reasons I'm I've got a little bit of the popper throat. One moment, please. But this gentleman call has been come. We've been off and on for probably 25 or 30 years, and it's never on enough. But it just lovely is all I'm gonna say. And yes, Big Fatty, and it's like the buffet. You'll get to go back for seconds. It's true. And y'all, then I was sitting here, and my camera went off, and it says, Big Fatty, there's a person that's been at the on the veranda. And y'all, I went out there. Y'all had a package. Y'all, you know, a while back when I got my new printer, I got signed up for the ink package where they would send you ink when you were running low. And y'all, they sent me a message saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, you're running out of your free 6 months, and we need your charger plate." And I said, "Well, thank you for calling." And y'all, I went in and I've still got enough in there for at least one more month. But y'all, they've got a new thing called the instant ink and paper. So y'all, I signed up for the instant ink and paper. I think it adds a couple of dollars each month to it. But y'all, I'm gonna cancel the thing. Y'all, I thought they were gonna send me about 50 sheets of paper for the y'all. I got a whole ring, 500 pieces of paper. Y'all, I may never have to buy printer paper again in my life. Big Fatty. That came in, and y'all, we've had a very heavy rain here at the villa in the past few minutes. But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat and sick. and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I first and foremost wanted to thank you immensely for the little show on the 18th of April. And Daddy would have been, fuck, math is hard, 67 this year? No, 68. Lord. And I have not unsubscribed. I promise. I am just that fucking far behind. I think I am currently trying to listen to, I don't know, maybe February's little shows. I think I just got past the Superb Owl. But yeah, so I wanted to quote unquote come out of lurking.
Big Fatty, we can play the third lurker bumper because Princess Hannah's coming out of lurking. Well, I say let's do it right now.
It's lurker week. It's lurker week. Just give Fatty a call. It's lurker week. It's lurker week. It doesn't hurt at all.
So I wanted to, quote unquote, come out of lurking and say hi and tell you I love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's been a month of Sunday since we've heard from you. Yes, Big Fatty, she's in February, it's true. And Princess Hannah, they're all the same. I mean, everybody will tell you all the little shows are all the same. I'm happy that we were able to get your father's recognition of his celebration of exiting the birth canal included on the little show. And I hope you're doing well. And Big Fatty, and that was Moose P. It was Moose P with our third. Y'all, that's the third lurker bumper. And I'm just pleased as punch. Pleased as punch, I tell you, to finally get to play that. And y'all would love to have other people de-lurk a little bit, and we'll just say that. But anyway, Princess Hannah, I haven't read that the CVS has gone out of business or anything, so I assume that you are still working your magic to try to put them out of business with all your coupon savings and everything. But anyway, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty, it is lovely. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Cinco de Mayo. Y'all, if you've got the your Mexican jumping beans in your pants, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Needless to say, the jumbo car will put a Mexican jumping bean in your Big Fatty. We don't need to hear what it, anyway. y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that's an old clip. That's from the Game Night Gals, and y'all, you know, they've moved on from the little shows, but Brian, anything you want to tell new listeners?
I often wonder what the casual first-time listener thinks of a
Big Fatty.
Oh, they think that, what the hell is this crazy rootin' tootin' patootin' doing?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.